What can be done about the ISIS problem? Sometimes it's not necessary to reinvent the wheel to get things done. And we'll take a look at what changes with a child sponsorship in Guatemala. That's next on Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University at Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. The nightmare deepens as reports confirm the worst-case scenario. Assyrian Christians kidnapped by ISIS are being killed off one by one. At least 15 of the 300-plus hostages have been shot or beheaded. E3 partners Mike Dworak.
All you hear are the horror stories that God is moving. God is moving.
Amir, E3 Partners' Syria director, has been sending daily updates of the situation on the ground. The in-laws of one of Amir's ministry partners were among those who were kidnapped last week by ISIS.
I'm sure you guys have heard the quote before, that the blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church. That's a hard thing for us to hear, and especially in light of this.
So what can you do about it?
It's not time to retreat. It's time to step into this thing by faith. We have a God who is on the throne. And he is calling Muslims out of this in record numbers. Keep praying, because God is hearing, he is answering.
We'll connect you with more at missionnews.org. Next, you already know that there's 1.5 million Syrian refugees in Lebanon. But did you know that most of them are women and children? Details from a new UNICEF survey reveals that there are 1,500 kids living on the streets. 3/4 of those kids are Syrian. Matt Parker of Kids Alive International says,
about a quarter of the kids discovered during the survey in Lebanon are under the age of 9. The majority between the age of 10 and 14. So it is a very serious situation.
So they survived a war, but will they survive the streets?
For kids on the streets, it's very easy for them to get involved in gangs. There is the risk of trafficking. There's the risk of alcohol abuse or substance abuse. And then just violence.
Kids Alive's program, The Oasis, provides an education, meals, counseling, and care for 100 Syrian children. And they're hoping to double the capacity this year.
The gospel is central to this program. One of the most exciting aspects for us over the past few months is that many of these kids that have come to us are hearing about the good news of Jesus Christ for the first time.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Winter is a dangerous time for refugees in the Middle East. With temperatures plummeting below zero, many children are freezing to death, and more than 180 people have been killed by some of the worst avalanches in over 30 years. Baptist Global Response is collecting donations for blankets, food, and water. While distributing, they're also sharing the Word of God and restoring hope. Your donation can actually save a family physically and spiritually. Meanwhile, sometimes the best way to do something is the way it's been done for thousands of years. Jerry Wiles of Living Water International says they're helping you and me get back to the basics of gospel sharing through storytelling.
It's progressively changing the way we do things, because a better understanding now that 70% of the world's population would be considered oral learners by necessity or by preference. That's 5.7 billion people in the world who can't, don't, or won't read or prefer to learn by means other than written instruction or print-based media.
The method is called orality. Any form of non-written communication. And we've got a pretty good example as to how it works.
Jesus is our best model as a communicator, as a trainer, as a disciple maker. So how did he do it? Well, he told stories and parables. He created relationships and community in a way that was reproduced for 1,500 years until the church became more dependent on literacy-based communication.
Orality isn't just for overseas missions either. The details are at missionnews.org. And finally, when is an orphan not an orphan? Maria believes it's when sponsors help her care for her child. So many moms have to give their children up to orphanages because they can't care for them. Maria scavenges through the dump each day to provide for her family in Guatemala. But because of orphan outreach sponsors, Maria's kids are able to get an education, school supplies, a uniform, and a meal. Help these kids learn more about Jesus through a Christian education and keep a mom from losing her child for just $36 a month. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You'll be amazed at the incredible stories you hear from the Middle East and North Africa when you get your Atlas of Changed Lives from Sat7. You'll read encouraging stories of changed lives from Morocco to Afghanistan that'll inspire you and your family. Give us a call at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Atlas of Changed Lives logo at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.